Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Country baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 15th anniversary of Jeff Zabar's membership in our brain trust. Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, darling. It's well, let's not get a little carried
away. And as I say, as I say every time, your gift is an email. It's not diamonds or silver or platinum. It's an email, which you got yesterday to remind you to be on the show.
There you go.
So congratulations. Don't spend that all in one place. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for 15 great years. You've been an abiding supporter of all the work that we do here, and we appreciate it very much.
Thank you, and it's been a pleasure. No, in all seriousness, it's been fun. It's been 15 good years.
Let's face it, it's a dream come true for you, Jeff. I mean, let's call it like it is.
My week is done. I'm getting back in bed. My week, when they talk about hump day, my hump day is Tuesday, because Wednesday or Thursday it peaks, and then I'm done.
Hey, so. Jeff, in the previous segment, by the way, folks, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we got Jeff Zabar here celebrating his 15th anniversary. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. And Jeff's is chiefhomeofficer.com. And so I encourage you to check that out for sure. Jeff, in the previous segment, you were talking to us about someone who had an advisor who made a big mistake.
Yep.
cost her some money.
Right.
And this happens. It has happened to me. It has been expensive, the mistakes that have been made. And so I know about that. And so whether it's an insurance agent who doesn't get a certain asset on the list, or something doesn't get filed, or something doesn't get paid, or whatever, when you grow a little bit, when it gets out of your hands, you need to have people you can count on, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you see ads on TV for LegalZoom and things like that, and
yep.
you see, you know, ads for Quicken or QuickBooks, and they say, you know, these tax devices, these tax software and applications can do your taxes for you. They can give you, help with deciding how to, you know, what your hit may be or how to allocate. You know what? There's some value in those, but you know what? There's a reason we hire professionals to do, why people hire us to do what we do. There's a reason we should hire professionals to do things like tax work. And, for example, so the person we were talking about, they got word that they owed $12K from the previous year in taxes. Again, the question of how that happened in June, I have no idea, but that's another story. But someone made a comment, and this was on Facebook, somebody made a comment that, you know, Quicken could have figured that out, or QuickBooks could have figured that out along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I file, you know, I pay taxes monthly, I pay estimated monthly, and then I file quarterly, and every quarter when I file, and my accountant fills out the paperwork based on the receipts and the tax deposits that I've made, he said, okay, you need to bump up your deposits
mm-hmm.
a little bit because, you know, because
I'm having a good year.
Exactly, or you can hold off on the accelerator, one of the two. But the point is that, look, I'm just a good old country writer, okay? And what I do is not crunch numbers. And so, he does the numbers, he does the math, and he makes, I'm just guesstimating how much I need to give based
right.
on how much I've
right.
taken in. And, you know, I trust him. It's just as I trust attorneys when I have a contract to be signed that's deeper than your average agreement that I usually get involved in. You know, I have accountants
to
do that.
But after a while, you get to the point, whether it's with insurance or whether it's legal or whether it's accounting or regulations, you get to the point, as the CEO of your company, you get to the point where you have instincts, you have feeling, you have a way of seeing how things are going, seeing what other people are doing, and you have a way of sort of internally tracking it to know. For example, let's say that your business is growing in the first half, it grew 20%.
Right.
then you got a pretty good idea. You could, if you know how much you've withheld up to now, you got a pretty good idea before you even go talk to your attorney. That he or she, I mean, the counter, he or she is probably going to say, okay, we need to bump up your withholding 20%.
Right. Absolutely.
So that works out to be $2,000.
Right.
So before you even go see the accountant, without having to be an accountant, you ought to be able to say, okay, this is probably going to cost me another couple thousand dollars. And you get there, and he says, okay, it's $1,950.
Right.
But my point is over time, as you say, you're responsible for not doing the work, because I don't want to be my accountant. I don't want to do my taxes.
Right.
But we're responsible for having a general idea about what things need to be. And what to check behind on.
Absolutely.
I'm working
Absolutely.
On a project right now, and my attorney is a good attorney, and I called him the other night, and you know, after hours, and I said, let's not forget this particular point. He said, don't worry, right. It's in there. But it was
right.
My job to remind him.
You remind him, he remembers, you work as a team. You got to trust him. Software can only do so much.
But you can't just turn it over.
You can't just turn it over.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a fool if you do.
Because if it all gets really, 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 really ugly, it'll be you in jail, not them.
There's a little disclaimer that comes with every tax return
That's
that
right.
he prepares for me
right.
that says he's working off information I gave him.
Or if the asset doesn't get insured and it blows up or gets stolen, it'll be your asset, not his.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you got it. That's one of the CEO jobs. Hey, Jeff, give us the website again.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Hey, Jeff, let's do 15 more. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm working on it.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's your friend, whether you know it or not. Check him out at ChiefHomeOfficer.com. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.